can remember some years ago while I was living here in Corpus Christi, I'd gone back to Canada to visit my family over the Christmas break. And when I came back in early January, I had a membership at an athletic club where I would play tennis and exercise maybe five times a week or so. When I came back in early January, the parking lot of the athletic club was absolutely packed, and my usual spot near the front door was no longer available, and I had to go park somewhere way in the back and walk in. But a couple weeks later, kind of toward the third week of January, all of a sudden the parking lot kind of had petered out again, and all of the usual spots were back open, and it was much easier to get a parking spot near the front door. Of course, as you probably have deduced by now, the reason for the filled parking lot in early January and the empty parking lot by the third week of January has to do with those lovely New Year's resolutions that people tend to make, and then we kind of make them and we stick with it for a couple weeks, and then by the third week of January we start looking forward to the next year when we can come up with even better resolutions that this time we are really going to stick to. The reason why I mention New Year's resolutions is because the flipping of the page in the calendar from December 31st to January 1st does not carry any kind of a magic with it. It's simply the turn of a page, it's a new day, and of course it's a new year by the way we keep track of time. But much more significant is that today is actually the last day of the liturgical year. Tomorrow will be the first Sunday of Advent, and that will mark the beginning of the liturgical year. And really, today would be the ideal time for us to reflect on our life. And in the context of today's liturgy, which really presents before us the concept again of being vigilant for the coming of the Lord Jesus. To know that the Lord is coming, that we will be having an encounter with Him at the end of our life, and to think of the ways that we can improve our lives to really prepare for this encounter, to enter into the perfect light of the Lord. And therefore, with this flipping of the new liturgical year, it really is not just the changing of a date, but it really is marked by an event of grace in the life of the church to say, now is really the perfect time for us to come up with our resolutions of the things that we're going to do to draw closer to the Lord Jesus in the coming year. Maybe it'll be a resolution to spend more time in prayer, or to read from the Bible more frequently, or to do some good spiritual reading, or to fast from certain things to do perhaps with the TV or drink or the internet or whatever it may be. But different things that we can do to grow in our relationship with the Lord, and things that we can do to remove impediments or obstacles that perhaps keep us from growing as close to the Lord as we would like. Again, all in the context of today's liturgy, which reminds us that we are headed for this decisive encounter with Jesus at the end of our life, and therefore we are to be vigilant and prepared for this meeting. So my brothers and sisters, as we go forward on this Saturday, on this last day of the liturgical year, let us ask God that we would truly take advantage of this moment of grace to prepare ourselves and to make resolutions that we would always be ready to encounter the Lord Jesus whenever He will come to us in our own lifetime, and that we would truly be prepared to come out and meet the Lord. Amen.